This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Happy Giants quarterback question day.
Well, I mean, we talked about this yesterday briefly.
I mean, I kind of suspected this from the very beginning with Matt Stafford, but we just got used, man. We got used.
Feels like it.
The Raiders got used. Matt Stafford obviously wanted to stay with the Rams, and I think Sean McVay told us as much a couple of days ago when he spoke to the media and spoke on a podcast and was very honest about the dealings. And, you know, early this afternoon, we got the note that he basically is going to stay with the Rams. So
yes.
It's almost like, yeah, we feel used. The Raiders feel used. But that's neither here nor there. We kind of could have suspected that. It now turns to what do the Giants do next?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the process going forward as they try to evaluate who's going to be their quarterback next season? And I think there are a ton of options on the table. I think they're going to look at every free agent. They're going to investigate, obviously, as they have been, the quarterbacks that are coming out in the draft. And obviously, I'm talking about the top two. But I think it's also the Jackson Darts,
right,
and the Jalen Milroes of the world, et cetera, Quinn Ewers, that are also coming out, and they may be able to get later. But the Aaron Rodgers topic was inevitable. The Aaron Rodgers sticking it to the Jets by going to the Giants was inevitable. And now here we are, according to Diana Rossini and Schefter and all these others that are reporting that Aaron is reaching out, or his agent is, to a lot of teams trying to gauge interest, which tells you he wants to play.
Definitely. And Evan had predicted retirement. So just if you're just starting your car, maybe you're out going for a walk, popping us on free on the Odyssey app, a little timeline of events on what has happened over the last hour. Matt Stafford and the Rams have agreed to a reworked, restructured contract. He is not, forget being a Giant, he's not going to be a Raider either. He is staying put with the Los Angeles Rams, which for the Rams, look, they were the closest to beating the Eagles in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Out of any of those teams, that makes a lot of sense for them. Meaning the Giants now need to shift their attention, okay? And as it stands right now, the Giants are picking third overall. No guarantee of Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward, more on that later. But in the aftermath and the immediacy, the reports coming out are that the Giants and Aaron Rodgers, the ex-Jet quarterback, have been in conversation, according to Schefter, multiple phone calls back and forth between the Giants and Rodgers reps, and apparently a lot of buzz in that in Indy. So, Tiki, okay, before we just break this off, just a reminder before they go crazy on the phones, okay? Before we light up the phones at 888-808-1019, I'm generally pumped up to talk about this. Remember before you lose
four more years,
bleeping minds, we know this fact. Undeniable fact.
Go ahead.
The New York Giants are adding a veteran quarterback.
100%. They told us that already.
We also know fact number two. The only quarterback they basically have on the roster is Tommy DeVito.
And he doesn't have the offer yet.
Right.
But Joe Shane essentially told us that he was going to be qualified offer, or whatever the heck they call it in the NFL, because he's a restricted rights exclusive rights free agent.
And when we started the week on Tuesday, Joe Shane met the media at the Combine and did again mention the idea of both a rookie being on this team and a veteran being on this team. So I lined that all up to say, before you call, and call now at 888-808-1019 and scream and yell yeses or noes on Rodgers, they are adding a veteran. So the question needs to be asked, are you excited if it's Aaron Rodgers? Are you excited?
I mean, how can you not be excited if it's Aaron Rodgers? Because at the end of last season, really from the middle to the end of last season with the Jets, you started to see him playing better, right? I know he still had those bad mechanic throws where he's just taking one step and sidearming it 35 yards downfield on the back shoulder, and those frustrate you as a Jet fan or as a just a football fan. You're like, dude, that's not efficient. And when it's incomplete, it drives you insane.
Right.
But after a while, he started completing those, and it started to look like Aaron Rodgers from his Green Bay Packer days. And so another year removed from that Achilles injury, healthier, even though he's older, it is exciting to think about it. Now, the question then becomes, how much does he have left, and will this work with what the Giants having in-house right now?
Yep.
And I'm talking about the talent level, meaning Malik Nabers and Wandell Robinson, Theo Johnson, et cetera, Tyrone Tracy, but also the coaches, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's the reaction or the interaction between a very strong-minded Brian Daboll, head coach, former coach of the year, and the ego Hall of Fame quarterback Aaron Rodgers? Like, it feels like a butting of the heads potentially, but on the other side of that same coin, I would say Dabes is like the ultimate competitor,
right?
He's been in it, and he's seen it in so many. He's been coaching forever, college, NFL, won a national championship down in Alabama with the New England Patriots as well, Super Bowl, etc. Like, he's been around a lot, and he knows what it takes to win, but he also knows the kind of dudes that you need to win. And I would bet that the competitiveness of Dabes with the, whatever you want to call whatever it is Aaron Rodgers has, might actually be very cohesive.
Oh, baby.
If it's not combative, I think it'd be cohesive.
This is what's so wild. So I know what anybody listening right now is going to say. Sean, you walking hypocrite. You made fun of the Jets for 2 years for getting Aaron Rodgers, Olden Wash. And my answer to that would be, you are correct. However, as I've pointed out, even if Evan hasn't wanted to hear it, it was the idea of when the Jets got Aaron Rodgers, it went from, we are in this long playoff drought to, well, of course we can compete with the Chiefs. We're going to go in the AFC.
There's three teams that can win the Super Bowl, and now we're one of them.
Right, when Aaron Rodgers was aging and all of that. And by the way, he's 2 years older and obviously now going to be a second year removed from the Achilles. This is a different scenario and a different time. I don't think there's a Giant fan right now, unless you're out there and you guys could call us again, 888-808-1019, that looks at adding Aaron Rodgers and goes, yes, the Giants are going to go win 12 games. We're going to compete with the Eagles. It's not about that. This team needs to stabilize the organization. They are about to play. How many of you have pointed out how difficult the schedule is going to be?
Right.
The Aaron Rodgers being able to mentally have that chess match, which he still had, I think is going to be really important in a lot of these games. And look, in the end, we know they're signing a veteran, right? So if they have to sign a guy, I would rather Aaron Rodgers than Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
I mean, trading for Derek Carr, even Kirk Cousins, it doesn't mean it's a great situation.
No.
And the other thing, man,
they're not going to trade for one of those guys.
So right.
Eliminate them right now. That's not happening.
And the other thing signing Aaron Rodgers does is it allows you, if you're Joe Shane, to breathe for a second. Breathe for a second, little second. And go, do I really want to trade a mortgage of picks to go up to one or two to make sure I get Sanders Award? Or does signing Aaron Rodgers buy me a little time to go, all right, maybe we've done enough scouting and I still want Sanders Award, but they fall to me at three and I've given up nothing. I have a quarterback and this quarterback doesn't need to be rushed to play right away, and we'll see how the season plays out.
Yep.
Or, okay, those two guys go one and two. All right, now we're taking Travis Hunter. Now we're taking Abdul Carter, and we're going to run, and next year we will reevaluate the quarterback position.
Or you have a very early second-round pick, and you have a couple of extra late-round picks. I forget. I looked at
it the other day. They get an extra fourth in the comp pick formula.
And then they have another extra seventh as well, I believe.
That sounds right.
I can't remember what it is now, but whatever it is, you take your latter picks and move from that number two pick in the second round, and hop back into the first round and take Jackson Dart if you have to.
Right? Yeah.
There are ways to look at this in the best interest for the Giants, short and long term, when you consider the Aaron Rodgers proposition. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, we don't want Aaron. We don't want the circus. Look, that's what the Giants have to investigate. That's what they have to figure out. I don't think anybody over there has worked with, maybe Dave knows them because Dave knows everybody.
Right.
Maybe Dave knows Aaron Rodgers a little bit. But like the idea of the distraction that he brings is what a lot of people are going to push back on.
Right.
But in some ways, and I'm biased here because I know Dave's and I've had some conversations with him, but I feel like he mitigates it better than what the Jets did.
Oh, for sure. He's more of a head coach that I think level-headedness, or at least like he just won't be walked all over.
Yeah.
And that's not, I feel like that's a slight on Robert Saleh. It's not meant to be, but Robert Saleh told us, I'll never forget this quote, the best teams coach themselves. Brian Daboll believes in the actual coaching part of this. And you know what? Everybody's going to use the word desperation, and I can't fight that, but I'll raise you desperation with this word, motivation.
Well, and Brian, you have to do something, Sean.
Yes.
You can't not do anything and just say, hey, we get who we get. We take the best available. Like the Giants can't do that. They have to investigate all options right now. And I'm talking about the guys at the top, you know, Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward, who they may or may not like. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer. Versus the guys you can get later, the Jackson Darts, Jalen Milroe. So the rookies you investigate. And then you're also, you know, they're bringing in a free agent. So you're weighing all of this against the free agent. So there's Aaron Rodgers. There's also Russell Wilson. There's also Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. There's Jacoby Brissett. Right? There's tons of other options in free agency. I don't think any of them give you the one buzz, but also the ability to win right now, like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I want to feel what pure love feels like.
Mentally, it goes into it. And we'll see. And also the other thing, we see this contract being reworked. Financially, Rodgers is not going to cost you as much as Matt Stafford was going to cost you.
Very
and you're
true.
Not giving up draft capital. That right? What were the anti-Stafford arguments?
Right.
You're really going to pay a guy $55 million? You're really going to trade for him? Well, you're not doing either of those things. And getting Aaron Rodgers. So I know it sounds crazy, and I know that the Jet fan was mocked for this for the last 2 years, but I do think this is an entirely different circumstance, scenario, and expectation. And by the way, speaking of the Jets, you think Aaron Rodgers isn't motivated? You think he didn't feel a little bit of, wait, you don't want, you're the New York Jets and you don't want me?
Yeah.
You might really get a highly motivated, in this own town, Aaron Rodgers to go, right. Look why you should have kept me.
And so,
the night is darkest before the dawn.
And by the way, what you're saying is why this becomes a lot more financially easier for the Giants because he's going to get cut, right? First time in his career, he said he's getting cut. Now, I don't know if they've determined yet whether it's immediate cut or, you know, start of league year or the June 1st cut. And if it's June 1st cut, I think it's really just punitive to the Jets because they can't, they don't clear that money until after June 1.
Right, the Giants can agree to their framework.
Exactly, the Giants, it shouldn't affect them. And I'm sure the deal will be very creative, as it has to be, incentive laden, but it's an interesting now option, especially with Matt Stafford off the table. And look, the reporting on this has been, you know, very, I think, quiet, the Matt Stafford stuff,
mm-hmm.
but you know the Giants were in on it probably deeply. You know,
clearly.
You know the Raiders were in on it probably deeply, and those are the two most disappointed teams that he decided to go back to the Rams, but you can't feel sorry for yourself.
No.
You can't sit here and say, oh, we got used and let's cry.
No.
You got to pivot.
Got to pivot.
And so the easiest one, or the one that's getting talked about most, is Aaron Rodgers, because it feels like Aaron Rodgers is very motivated to be a player next year in the NFL.
This has me all sorts of fired up. So before we get to your calls at 888-808-1019, I have to go to the desk of both former Jets season ticket holder Connor Green and, more importantly, positive Tommy right now as a Giants fan. Tommy? Before overthinking it, Aaron Rodgers is a Giant quarterback. Where do you stand?
I'm glad you used the word overthinking because I am overthinking. Let me just start. Let me start with this. The Giants are desperate to win. I think the ownership, front office, head coach are desperate to win. You bring Daboll and Shane back, so Aaron Rodgers or Stafford makes all the sense in the world based on where they're at. You mentioned the word circus. I would argue you win one home game. You have planes flying outside MetLife Stadium. You kind of already are a circus. I think they're coming off the worst year in franchise history. They basically were a mockery, starting with Hard Knocks and with Saquon. So I think they, you don't want to use the word desperate, I'm going to use it. They are absolutely desperate to win, and I think Aaron Rodgers is 100% motivated to stick it to Woody Johnson, who I believe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Believe is the reason why Rodgers is not with the Jets. He is motivated to stick it to the Jets. I'm excited. There is some rat poison here.
Of course there is.
And Aaron Rodgers and friends scares me because I'm worried about the growth of Malik Nabers if we bring in Adams, etc.
Put a pin in that. We're going to get to
we'll
that in a
bit. Put a pin in it. Aaron Rodgers and either Hunter or Carter at three, the Giants are now in the conversation again. They are in the conversation to make the playoffs. They are in the conversation to make a run. And as a Giant fan that's had to watch horrible football now for basically a decade, I am excited.
Connor Green.
I'm not sure if I will be able to handle this mentally, because you know what's going to wind up happening here.
Just
is
come to the dark side, Connor.
You know.
Or the bright side, I should say.
The best way for this Aaron Rodgers saga to end is he leaves the Jets, goes to the Giants, wins the Super Bowl, while the Jets have Kirk Cousins, they win three games, and it's another 10 years of missing the playoffs. You know that is what's going to happen. That's the perfect end to this saga. And honestly, I just don't know if mentally I can handle it.
Connor's my favorite.
He's the best.
The woe is me Jet fan.
It's a perfect character that we now have introduced to the show.
I'll say this. If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Giants, when the scriptwriters handed me this script, even I didn't believe it.
No.
Like, who saw this coming?
We joked about this.
We joked about it.
3 weeks ago.
We joked about it because we said, why would Rodgers come in? Forget 3 weeks ago. When Aaron Rodgers came out of the darkness to, and I'm using air quotes, lead the Jets to the Super Bowl, he gets hurt the first year, wins whatever, five games last year, and now he's the Giants quarterback.
I hated the guy. He was a jerk to me in Arizona. I couldn't believe it the time I met him. Now I'm like, yeah, bring him in.
This is
what a fraud I am.
This is reality TV at its best.
Yeah. So good. So Aaron Rodgers, Giant. Look, it's not done, but clearly the Giants were very aggressive on Stafford, and this is being talked about. I love today. 888.
Devontae Adams, Malik Nabers. He might throw 70 touchdowns next year.
Oh, man. Give me Randall Cobb. Mason Crosby. Put on Tiki's 21. Come kick again. Let's go. Maybe Clay Matthews will play next to Micah McFadden. We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Your calls. Rodgers, Giants rumors. Let's get it rolling. Evan and Tiki on a fun football Friday on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.